I have climbed highest mountain, I have run through the fields only to be with you, only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled the city walls only to be with you. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I'm half Irish. My dad is from Belfast. When I was a kid, my dad would do an impression of his dad, who still lived in Northern Ireland. And he described him in meticulous detail as a scary, violent, drunk man that sat in a corner and shouted. And my dad did an impression of this man, and it went like this. Hey there, fucking hell! Hey there, fucking hell, yeah! And it was like that scene in Pulp Fiction when Butch's dad said that your granddad hid this watch up his ass. And here it is. I'm giving it to you. I felt like my dad similarly was giving me not a watch, but a warning. He was saying, this is the voice of your granddad. You know, your violent, Irish, drunk granddad. And remember it, and don't end up like him. Don't end up like him and me. And then when I was 17, I was straight down the pub drinking Guinness. I had a taste for Guinness, you know. It was in my blood. I drank a lot, got into gambling and other vices, and literally every time I drank Guinness, I heard this voice of my granddad that I'd still never met. Hey the fuckery! Hey the fuckery! The fuckery! When I was 17, my granddad died and I'd never met him. My parents split up when I was really young, and I said to my dad, I want to go to Ireland to the funeral, and he said, no, don't come. And I said, why? And he said, because all the family that you've never met over there, my brothers, your uncles, your cousins, that I've never met, they are all the same, drunk, Irish, sweary people. I don't want you to meet them. And I said, Dad, I'm 17. I can cope. I'm not turning into them, you know, I promise. But I was. I was drinking more. I was turning into my Irish family that I'd never met. My dad, I was turning into him that I had met. I was turning into them. I was hanging around in Birmingham parks, getting drunk and sweary. Oh, you're a fucking hell. You're a fucking hell. You're a fucking hell. But I said, Dad, I want to go to the funeral. I want to feel my Irish roots. And my dad said, no, Nathan, it's embarrassing. And I said, Dad, I would not be embarrassed by them. And he said, no, you're misunderstanding me. They would be embarrassed by you. You're not Irish. You're so middle class. You're such a lightweight. You're not Irish at all. You're English. You walk around like there's a watch up your ass. You wouldn't be welcome in Ireland. Ah, only joking. That's the Irish sense of humour. What the fuck? And 30 years later, I'm still not sure whether he was joking. I've been all around the world, but I've never been to Ireland. I've got nothing to say about it. You know, I feel like a comedian in their 20s talking about sex. I'm not qualified. All I know is the ringing in my ears every time I drink or I gamble. Hey there, fucking here. You fucking idiot, Nathan. You fucking here, you fucking middle class. You fucking cunt here, fucking down there. It doesn't stop me drinking or gambling. And I reckon 30 more years of heavy drinking and heavy gambling, I'll be ready. I'll be ready, Dad. I'll be ready, Granddad. I'll be ready to come home. That's all.